A few words about the effective use of the Stuhl theorem. It is clear that it is a separation. That is, it works like the bisection method. It is a powerful separation tool. You may imagine the distinct eigenvalues of V displayed from the smallest according to the notation of the PDF file. The smallest is lambda sub 1 or lambda sub n. Lambda sub n. Suppose you are interested in some eigenvalue, say lambda sub k, and you start from an interval AB containing the desired eigenvalue. Since all of the polynomials, all the piece of ice goes to infinity plus infinity for lambda tending to minus infinity. This means that for lambda sufficiently small, all the polynomials will have positive values. This means that here the function w of lambda will have value 0, and it will increase by 1 unit every time an eigenvalue will be met. So we see easily that W of lambda, or well, but lambda is strictly smaller than lambda sub k if the value of W in lambda is strictly less than n minus k. Is it right? Or equal n minus k. So we starting from a given interval AB, we can check if the point A is the middle point is smaller than the desired value by checking the function W exactly in the middle point. So we establish, we are sure that in this case
the desire that the volume is in the second half of the interval, and we can continue if until we have by successive application of this criterion, an interval sufficiently small. When we have found an interval sufficiently small, we can apply in this interval Newton method, also taking into consideration that the computation of the derivative of Pn can be made by using a similar recurrence similar to the recurrence we have already found regarding the PRs. Let us write again derive both sides. Fine. The derivative of the product.
Okay, so you can here you have minus
plus this monomial by the derivative OP sub minus sub I minus 1 and plus the third term
the derivative of the polynomial of index I
two. The two previous derivatives and here is present one of the polynomial without the derivative. So we have three term double recurrence. Well, this is a good method for the approximation of the eigenvalues of a three-diagonal Hermitian matrix. If one has to compute also all the eigenvectors, there is another method, more recent and more efficient, which is inspired to divide and conquer criterion. Divide and conquer method for again three diagonal Hermitian matrices. The idea is before me. For computing of all eigenvalues and eigenvectors. Let us start again from our matrix. I change slightly the notation. Because I am referring to a section of the book by John Demel, you find a copy of this section from this book
better to use is notation. From applied numerical linear algebra by John Galvan. Now the matrix is called T. Its entries are colored with the letters A along the main diagonal to N, N is even, N is the half of N. Let's imagine to split the whole matrix into four square blocks of size M. So here we have the codiagonals. We start with the index 1, B sub 1. Demel works with real numbers, but it is not a problem to extend all the result and all the expansion to the complex case. So here we have some n conjugate, the last v sub m, excuse me, and the last will be the conjugate. Minus 1, the same on the lower triangular part without the conjugate signs. Elsewhere, zero entries. Well, divide and conquer. The size is even. So we split the matrix T in the sum of two matrices. The first is block diagonal put here these positions to zeros. In order to accomplish the equality, we must have a correction matrix with only two non-zero entries, which will be exactly minus plus exactly the same entries which were left in the first step, 0, 0, 0. It would be better, well, the second matrix, the correction matrix, has rank 2. Most, but we know that BM is non-zero, so the rank is exactly 2. It would be better to have here a correction matrix with rank 1. Working with rank 1 matrices is simpler in all computations, no numerical linear algebra computations. So the idea is to correct the correction. I can modify the correction in order that it has rank 1 this way.
second matrix is changed by putting in the diagonal positions the modules of Bn and leaving the Bn conjugated and Bn. Is it true that this matrix has rank 1? If you compute the determinant, you have the square of the modules minus the product of these two terms, which makes exactly the square of the modules. Moreover, like all rank 1 matrices, this submatrix can be written as the product of two vectors. It is also a Hermitian, so the two vectors can be one the transpose conjugate of the other, which are the two vectors. You see that I write here. Two by two. Well, before and put as a factor the modulus of the M, so you have here 1, 1. Call this number theta for simplicity. Theta conjugate, theta, this is theta conjugate. So the matrix can be written as this factor by 1 theta, 1 theta conjugate. You obtain exactly this matrix, factorized in this classical form. Well, let us turn to the main idea. If I decide to use this correction, this was classical. The first matrix must be changed too. Well, in these two positions, zero and before, here we will have a m minus the modulus of the m, and here a m plus 1 minus again the modulus of the m. Elsewhere, all is as before. Right? We will proceed with this choice. This matrix is M by M. Also, this matrix is M by M. So the size is halved. Let us call the first M by M matrix T sub 1. and remark that these two matrices are both Hermitian and tridiagonal.
So their eigenvalues and eigenvectors could be computed
previously,
as happens in all divide and conquer algorithms.
The correction.
Let us write the correction in the best way it is. We have already seen that the central part of the matrix can be written this way, so we use this idea. We put here in the middle 1 theta and here 1 theta conjugate, 0 elsewhere. Now, let us suppose that the eigenvalues of and the eigenvectors of T1, T sub 1 and T sub 2 have been already computed. That is, T1, T sub 1, let us write it as its eigenvector matrix Q sub 1, its eigenvalues lambda sub 1, and here the conjugate transpose, analogously for the second matrix. Well, so all this remind that this is the given matrix T, can be written as the block diagonal matrix, unitary matrix Q sub 1, Q sub 2 here and on the other side, its conjugate, transposed conjugate. What is left in the middle? From this part, you have the block diagonal matrix, which is again a diagonal matrix with the eigenvalues of the two reduced matrices T sub 1 and T sub 2, from the part having rank 1. We have to correct again this part, but it has always rank 1. For simplicity, if we call all these matrices with Q, so we have here Q Hermitian, here we can write Q for this matrix, Q transposed this matrix for this vector. Yeah, again, it's transposed conjugate, and here the matrix. Last step. Last step.
We are in presence of a unitary transformation.
Q is unitary. So this matrix, the matrix in the brackets, has the same eigenvalues as B. So the problem is computing the eigenvalues of this matrix. This matrix can be written as D. Let us call this matrix D, since it is diagonal, plus, well, let us call for simplicity this number, this positive number with the Greek letter rho, and this vector, let us call u. Q Hermitian by multiplied by zero theta one theta. So the matrix whose eigenvalues we are interested in is D plus rho times U by U Hermitian. This is a very particular, very special eigenvalue problem that can be treated in a nice way. A diagonal matrix plus a rank 1 matrix. Diagonal, rank 1. It is not true that the eigenvalues of this matrix is the sum of the eigenvalue. It is more complicated, but not so much complicated. Let us call this some way. Let us call A. Matrix E. A characteristic polynomial of E. Lambda times the density matrix. If this matrix has the form, the identity plus rank 1, all is easy and the computation can be done very quickly, because in this case the eigenvalues are effectively the sum of the eigenvalues of the identity matrix. One, the eigenvalues of this matrix, which are known. We try to transform this matrix, this problem, in a problem of this type, with this trick. If you put together the diagonal part of this matrix and put as a factor the diagonal part D minus lambda times the identity matrix, what is left is inside this matrix? The identity, which replace these two terms, plus the inverse of this matrix, multiplied by the rank 1 part, rho u u Hermitian. Let me close the brackets. This
is algebraically correct.
Does it work? Is it useful?
Yes, because the determinant of a product is equal to the product of the determinants.
So we split the problem in two problems. One of these two problems is of this type.
The determinant of this by the determinant of the identity plus this is a radical one matrix. We can put a four the factor or the number rho d lambda the inverse u permission. We are searching the eigenvalues. We are searching for the number lambda which make this product zero. Suppose that this quantity is non-zero. This is an assumption necessary in the case. It is possible that this determinant is zero, but this case, we will not take this case. If this is not zero, this determinant must be zero. This determinant is a particular case of the determinant of a matrix of this kind, an elementary matrix, it can be called. This is a column vector, this is a row vector. Like in the case of a generic matrix, the determinant is the product of the eigenvalues. Which are the eigenvalues of a matrix made in this form? The eigenvalues of the identity matrix, all ones, plus the eigenvalues of this rank one matrix, which can have only two values, zero, since it is a rank one matrix, a singular matrix, and the only eigenvalue that can be non-zero has the form V Hermitian by U. So let us replace these values in the product and we obtain 1 n minus 1 times and 1 plus this value, so only this value gives a contribution. Well, the determinant of matrix of this form is 1 plus the scalar product of the two vectors which form the rank 1 matrix. In our case, which are the two vectors which form the rank 1 matrix? Well, I can say that the first is, say, this, rho, the inverse, u, column vector, the row vector is the transpose, the conjugate transpose of u. So the final result is that the eigenvalues I am looking for now satisfy the relation, which is an equation, one plus this scalar product, which in my case is U Hermitian rho, I put rho 4, V minus lambda inverse equal to zero.
This looks strange. Generally, I expect that the eigenvalues satisfy an algebraic equation, the characteristic equation. This is not an algebraic equation. Let us give a look to this equation. It is the rational equation. This equation has a name. It's called a secular equation. I write it again. 1 plus rho the inverse. The eigenvalues are inside the inverse, but the inverse is equal to 0. This inverse is the inverse of the diagonal, so it's a diagonal matrix itself,
having the form diagonal n t minus lambda, and so on. D sub n minus lambda. Inverted, so all the entries are inverted, they are the reciprocals. This is a rho vector U, this is a column vector, so here we have.
So, this is a scalar. No? You see this? Rho, matrix, column.
And this allows us to
write in a clearer way
the secular equation 1 plus rho, which multiplies the sum of. We have n products of the form
entry, generic entry of U conjugated
by the same entry of U divided by d sub I minus lambda. For E going from starting from 1 to 1. Let us substitute this product with the square of the modulus. This is equal to 0. A rational equation. And we know that it must have for the properties of the problem in which we are involved must have n real solutions. Well, stop here. Any question? It is a bit complicated, but it is an important method since it is included in a famous software package called LePek for linear algebra problems. Next time, in the next lesson, we will say a little bit more for the secular equation. Also in this case, it will be possible using the properties of this equation approximate with a few iterations the eigenvalues using Newton's method. Okay, let us stop here. Thank you.
Sul sito comunque trovate anche